few months ago, we took a survey with some, most of you took a survey with us, and we asked, what are some topics that you would like for us to speak on? And we received all that data back, and we came up with a top six responses that we had. And today I get to answer the most requested response, and that is how to deal with stress. And so we're going to talk about that today and what that means for our lives and how we can overcome stress. And a lot of times in life, stress is something that that hits us, and sometimes we don't know what to do with it. Sometimes we can implode from it, and we're going to talk about just a biblical way of how to deal with stress. In fact, most of the sermon is going to be based off of one chapter, Philippians chapter 4. In fact, it's a chapter that really encourages us, and it's an outline of how to deal with stress from the Apostle Paul. But before I get there, I want to kind of just share some things that really causes the most stress in our lives. And so you can go to that next slide. I want to show you the first one is that causes stress in people's lives. This is research that says a death of a loved one. It causes stress, pressure, hurt in our lives. Secondly, confrontation, whether it be relational confrontations or just confrontation in general, those things cause stress in our lives. And another one is marriage and how marriage can cause stress in your lives, right? Don't say that, newlyweds. You're doing good, right? Good. Deadlines, legal problems. I didn't know that. I really didn't really think about that one, legal problems, but that causes stress in people's lives. Job loss, divorce, a new job. And I would even add to that your old job, you know, the one you just go to. retirement, that causes stress in people's lives. Money problems, and obviously that's a big one. Illnesses and parenting. Causes stress in some people's lives, and the pace of life and the expectations of others. These are research top things that cause stress in their life. And I believe that we all can identify with at least one of these on this list. Because stress is just a part of life. And the bad news about this list is that we can't not escape it, because it's what we call life. This is it. And so this sermon is not a how to get away from stress. This sermon is how could you overcome stress? You know, and I was talking to Pastor Jason, and Pastor Jason's always in the office, and one of the biggest things that causes stress in his life is the Washington Redskins. I'm telling you, they just cause stress, and he comes disappointed every Monday morning. I love it, too. I absolutely love it. Sorry, Jacob. We have lots of stressors in our lives, lots of things that cause us stress. But I love what the Bible says about stress, and what Jesus says about stress is that here's what he says in John 16:33. He says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace." Right? That's what we're seeking, right? In the middle of the stress, in the middle of the drama, in the middle of the list of stressors, like, he's called us to have peace, this peace that surpasses all understanding. He says, in this world, you will have trouble. He didn't kind of say, hey, you might have trouble. He didn't say, hey, when you give your life to Jesus, everything's going to be perfect. He says, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. See, we can overcome it, right? And the awesome part about stress is that it's not what really causes us to be stressed, but it's what stress causes to happen within us. We can rise above it. We can be above it. This is my favorite verse growing up. This is one of the verses that my mom taught me, and we had to memorize growing up. It's found in Psalms 34, 19, and it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And I remember in Bible college doing a study on this passage of scripture. That word affliction comes from the Hebrew word that really identifies with how the Assyrian army used to execute people. They used to tie people on a pole, and they used to put rocks around that person, rocks and build the rocks up to almost like a teepee, right? And And the weight of the rocks used to crush the person. And isn't that a beautiful picture of how sometimes this world feels? Job loss, looking for a job, marriage problems, divorce, death of a loved one. And when you feel like you couldn't take any more, financial problems, surprises in life. And it just weighs on top of us, and it feels as if the pressures of this world is going just to crash in on us. I love it. It says, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them. So I want to talk about two things you should know and about four things you should do. Just real simply this morning, we're in the summer. I just want to talk about some light words for us and just really encourage us in this summer. So one of the first things that we can do as looking at stress and what that does, and one of the things we should know is number one is that we've been here before. And this is what I preach to myself whenever I'm in stressful situations and whenever I have a lot going on my plate and there's a lot going on here at the church and things like that. I have to preach to myself and I have to remind myself that I've been here before. Right? Like, I've been in stressful moments before, and God delivered me from them before, and this is another moment, another opportunity for me to be delivered from God, by God. And so I want to encourage you, like, whenever you face hard times, whenever you face stressful situations, remind yourself that you've been here before. See, the devil, the enemy, has a way of, like, kind of erasing all of your memory of the past. He has a way of erasing all of the opportunities and all of the places that he's lived you for in the past. I love it. One of my favorite characters in the Bible is King David. And so King David was a young shepherd boy, and he was going to the field, and obviously we know the story of David and Goliath, and he was about to face this huge giant. And people around him were like, hey, dude, this stress is too big for you. This giant is too big for you. Man, you don't want to face this giant. And David, you know, in a moment, he kind of got lost, but then he reminded himself that he's been there before. And then the Bible says that he says, if God delivered me from the paw of the bear and the paw of the lion, then surely he can deliver me from this. You see, in times in life, when we face stressful situations, we forget that God has brought us from other stressful situations. That may look different, but if God did it back then, he can do it right now. So I just preach to myself all the time. I've been here before. In fact, look to your neighbor and say, you've been here before. We've been here before. We experienced this already. If God did it back then, he can do it right now. I love the second thing we need to know when it comes to dealing with stress is, you know, honestly, one of my favorites that you're better under stress. You're better under stress. And I'm going to say that too. I'm going to kind of explain it in a biblical manner because I just believe that the Holy Spirit wants to do a giant work in your life, like whenever you face stress. And stress could make you kind of make bad decisions. Or stress could make you draw closer to God, to seek God, and to experience the fullness of his presence in your life. So whatever I think about stress, you know, you got these weights in your life, and I feel like sometimes stress is this weight. You know, it's kind of just weighing you down like this cinder block right here. And it's like when you carry on all these different pieces of stress, it kind of weighs you down. But I believe that God doesn't want stress to weigh us down. God wants stress to build us up. And although these are the same amount of weight, right? This is 15 pounds. This is 15 pounds. One is meant to weigh you down, and one is meant to build you up. And I believe that when God puts us in stressful situations or when the enemy throws stressful situations to our lives, I believe that he doesn't want us to bring us down, but he wants to build us up, wants to make us stronger. And I believe that that's when you're in a stressful situation, that's when the power of God is revealed most in your life. So I preach to myself, say, Travis, you're better under stress. Travis, this is to build you up. Travis, you've been here before. God did it back then. He could do it right now. I remember when I was just recently, I was talking about just, my college experience. And my first semester of college, I owed $5,000 to the school, and so it was the second week of school, first time in college, and I owed $5,000, and I didn't know where the money's gonna come from. And so I was stressed out, you know, because I was like, man, I had to pack my dorm room and go back home to Miami. Like, man, what an embarrassing thing. And I mean, I had met some new friends. I felt like God was calling me to this school, Southeastern. And I was excited. And I just remember in a moment where, like, I was just praying, and, you know, it was like 2 days before the deadline, and the RD of the dorm room said, hey, man, just let you know, man, just got 2 days, man, come up with the money. And make sure you go take care of that with financial aid. And I just remember going to that financial aid office. Like, I don't know, guy, I'm just going to go. So I walked into that financial aid office, and the lady was like, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, nothing we could do. Walked out of the financial aid office, and I came back to my dorm room, and I'm just like, man, start packing up. And I just remember, like, the next day, I had one more day to get it. The next day, I got a call from my grandmother, 305 number on my cell phone, and it was awesome. She said, baby, I got the $5,000. So I tell you that story because about maybe 5 years later, I remember, you know, we were in downtown Orlando. We had moved there to work for a church. And when we got there was a huge church split. The church kind of fell apart, and they really couldn't, like, kind of take care of our salaries. I remember we signed the lease of the apartment. We signed all these different things. We moved to this place by faith, like God's going to bless this move. And I remember we didn't have anything at all. And I remember we had, like, a bill to pay. Like, we literally had a bill to pay. And I remember praying. And honestly, all I could think about is when Grandma said, baby, I got your money. And honestly, that relieved so much pressure off me. I'm like, God, hey, you did it before. I was about to get kicked out of the dorm room. Now I'm about to get kicked out of the apartment. God, if you did it back then you can do this now. You've been here before. You're better under pressure. God doesn't meant for stress to weigh you down, to bring you down, to make you depressed. God put those stressful situations in your life to build you up, to make you stronger. So I want to talk to you about just a few things that we need to do when it comes to stress today. And I want to kind of turn to Philippians chapter 4 as we look together in this passage of Scripture. One of the good things about this passage, I love when God gives us an outline of a particular topic. Like sometimes, like, whenever I'm preaching, I kind of talk about it, come up with a topic, and then I kind of apply some scriptures to it. But literally, the outline is the Bible in this moment. So the Apostle Paul is in jail right now. He's in prison. He's down and out, and he's in a very stressful situation. And some would say that he was waiting for his execution. He was thinking that he was going to pass away here in a bit. And so he's writing this letter, and then he talks about this one word that just kind of overwhelms the book of Philippians. It's two words. Number one is joy. Number two is peace. He talks about this peace. Like, how is he talking about peace in the middle of being arrested, in the middle of being falsely accused, in the middle of waiting for his execution? How can you talk about peace in a moment like this? And so he gives us a recipe of how to deal with it. And I want to talk about it just real quickly today. The first one is this: worry about nothing. The Bible says this in Philippians 1:6. It says this. It says, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work will carry it on to completion. I love what the scripture says about worrying about nothing in Philippians 4:6. It says, do not be anxious about anything. That's what he says. It says, do not be anxious about anything. So what that word anxious could be, it could be applied to pressure or stress, or it says, don't be stressed about it. Don't be anxious about it. And here's why. He's going to give us a reason why we shouldn't be stressed about anything. And, you know, when I hear sermons like this, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool. Paul, I mean, this is kind of wishful thinking. Like, how could you tell me, somebody who's got a lot to deal with, and you got kids at home, you got pressure at home, you got illness at home, and you got all this stuff going on, how can you tell somebody, the Apostle Paul, God, how can you say, so don't worry about anything? And then he tells us, like, and then I begin to study more, and I begin to realize, yeah, we shouldn't be worried about anything. And the number one way that you cannot worry about anything is, like, living in the moment, enjoying the moment that you're in. Like, I was talking to a young lady, and she was talking about the mission trip that we're going on Friday to DR, and we're talking about just, she was just nervous about the plane ride, and, you know, she's super afraid of heights, and she takes that verse serious, lo, I am with you always. She's not all about heights at all. So anyways, so we were, we were talking about the airplane ride. I said, it's going to be all right. It's your first one. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. And so I invited another person there to kind of encourage her, like, to tell her it's going to be good. And I said, tell her how often does a plane, like, that we're going on crashes. And that person said once. I'm like, oh, my goodness, that ain't going to help. And then I try to encourage her. I try to encourage her with this. I say, you know what? Hey, you know, if it's your time, it's your time. But then, and then her response was, she says, well, what if it's the pilot's time? It's not my time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about that. But, you know, a lot of times we are, you know what worrying is? Worrying is borrowing from tomorrow what you don't know what's going to happen. That's worry. And I just believe, like, we can get caught up in all that stuff. And, you know, I don't know. Worry is, like, as I said, worry is borrowing from the future something that's going to maybe never going to happen. Just anxious about it. And I just believe that if we can live just one day at a time. I love what the Sermon on the Mount. It's in Matthew. It's a beautiful, beautiful sermon. One of the best sermons ever preached in history. And towards the end of the sermon, he kind of just spends a moment, like, talking about worry. And so he tells us in Matthew 6:27, it says, who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Man, you can't do nothing about it. Therefore, he says in 34, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on his own. And I just believe that God has called us and God has designed us to literally only to be able to take each day's worry at a time. I feel like, you know, he teaches us this prayer that we pray every Sunday. Lord, give us this day, our daily bread. So here's the bottom line for this point. The bottom line is this. We are to live one day at a time. So worry about today. We'll let tomorrow come when it comes, but let's just enjoy today. Let's go home and let's not worry about Monday, because we can't do nothing about Monday right now anyways. What we can do is enjoy today. Enjoy the moment. A friend of mine in school had received the news that they were diagnosed with cancer. And it was devastating for the entire campus. It's one of the RAs on our campuses, and I just remember talking to her, and it was pretty somber, and I just remember she's kind of stopped living for like 2 years, and the doctor say, hey, you know what, just you have this amount of time, and she stopped living. And you know, the crazy part is that, you know, we pray for her, and the doctor's like, hey, you know, you got cancer and all that stuff, and so she just stopped living, stopped going to chapel, stopped going to classes, she dropped out of school, just stopped. Just worrying about what was going to happen to her. And that happened for about 3 years. She just stopped living for about 3 years. She went to an appointment. The doctor gave her a scan. And the doctor was like, hey, man, I just don't know what's happening, but you have no cancer at all. And so I remember her sharing her testimony, and she said she was worrying about what was going to happen in the future, that she lost 3 years of her life. Because sometimes it just steals our attention. It steals everything that was going to happen. How are we going to pay that bill? How are we going to do that? And it's not a knock to not preparing for the future, but it's a difference between preparing for the future and worrying about the future. You can't do nothing about it. It's just a great opportunity for us to enjoy each day. Secondly, when it comes to worry, is this: we need to pray about everything. Pray about everything. I love what Paul says. In everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. I think sometimes when we get stressful situation, like, prayer could become like our last resort instead of our first response. You know, like, we just, sometimes it's like, oh, you get stressed out. Oh, Lord, I got all this going on. Oh, Lord, all this going on. And honestly, like, we're just going to stop in the moment and just pray. I believe that's a discipline that, man, we all can grow in. I know I can grow in it. I know when I get an email, sometimes that kind of weighs me down, like, oh, man, I got all this to do, or all this happening, and all this drama and all this stuff. And sometimes it weighs me down. And sometimes I just need to stop, turn off the computer, and say, God, would you just help me in this moment? God, I got to have this hard conversation. Would you just help me? And I believe that there's no prayer that's too big for God. There's no prayer too small for God's concern. And he just wants us to just stop in the moment when we're stressed and we're overwhelmed and just pray. Stop right there. Don't wait till later on. Like, just stop right in the moment and just pray. Ask God, God, would you help me in this moment? Like, I remember growing up, you know, my grandparents were preachers, and so I spent a lot of time at my grandmother's house because my mom was a single parent mom, and she was in the military and all those things. And so I spent a lot of time with my grandparents. And so on Saturday mornings, they're down there in South Miami, she used to turn up the music real loud, and we used to clean up the house. And we all had to kind of do our parts around the house, and she used to play those hymns and things like that. And I remember this one particular hymn that you all know that really that stuck to my heart. It's ingrained in me because I heard it almost every Saturday growing up. It's What a Friend We Have in Jesus. You know, and one of the words it says, she used to go around and say it like this. She used to be like, oh, what peace we often forfeit. She would act like this at the end. She says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. It has been ingrained in me growing up. It's just, man, we forfeit all this peace in our lives. And God says, hey, I want to give you peace. I want to give you rest. I want to give you joy in the midst of the stress. I want to give it to you because no matter what's happening on the outside, something different could be happening on the inside. And sometimes we just forfeit that peace that God wants to give us because we don't carry everything to God in prayer. So I just learned this is a discipline. So when I'm in a stressful situation, I just stop and say, God, would you just help me have peace? Would you help me have joy? And, you know, I pray. It's my testimony. It's my prayer. Like, literally, it's a prayer I really pray. I say, God, when I'm in a stressful situation, I pray that our staff here in this church, my family at home, I pray that whenever they see me under stress, that my peace is not gone. I pray they see the joy of the Lord in my life all the time. And it's a prayer I pray. I pray it all the time. And so when I walk in that office, no matter what's going on, like I try to have joy. I try to have peace. When I walk in my house, no matter what's going on with the people in my house, I try to have joy. I try to have peace. Here's why, because I just got to give it to God because it's this needless pain that I'm carrying. God, I just want to give it to you. And I believe that we can just become prayer warriors. We can just start just praying small little prayers. God, would you help me out in this moment? I'm just stressed. I was talking to just a lady here in the church, and she was talking about just her parrot she had for many years passed away. And it just broke her heart. Single lady and kind of older. And I said, let's pray about it right now. Just pray about it. Because God cares about when we lose parents. He cares about when we lose pets, and he cares about when we lose loved ones. He cares about when work is going crazy. He cares about when we just felt like the financial problems is coming. He cares about when we don't have purpose. He cares about all that stuff. And it's just so good just to come to God in prayer in those moments. So not only do we need to not worry and live each day at a time, but we need to realize the bottom line is here. I love what 1 Peter 5:7 says. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. He cares about you. And as I said, there's no problem too small for God's concern. Like, he cares about those small things. And I believe that one of the best ways that we can deal with stress is just in everything. We just give it to God in prayer. Thirdly is this. We need to think about the right things. I love what Paul says in Philippians 4:4-8. It says, finally, my brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever is excellent and praiseworthy, to think about such things. You know, there's sometimes, like, we carry extra stress on our lives by the stuff that we just take on from this world, you know? And what Paul says, like, one of the best ways that you can deal with stress is by allowing this to be your filter. So if it ain't true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, or excellent, or praiseworthy, it ain't coming in my brain. And sometimes, still, I'm allergic. I feel like I'm allergic to negative people. Like, my body start twitching. You know, I don't know what's happening. Like, I just get allergic to them. Like, oh my goodness, that negativity. I remember there was a season in my life, like, kind of, you know, a few years back, I would fast the news. I won't listen to the news at all. Like, people come to me talking, I don't want to hear it. So I walk down, I'd be driving down the road, like, man, this world is perfect. Everything in this world is great, you know? I have no idea what's going on. It's not like I'm trying to, I'm not trying to avoid reality, but I just want to make sure I have my right filter up. And sometimes we don't have that filter up, and we put all that negativity and all that extra stress in our lives, and it makes what we already carry in even heavier. And I just believe that this should be our filter. Paul said, hey, think about right things. You know, so you just got to watch. You got to be careful what you watch and what you listen to. I mean, the other day I was kind of playing through my radio, you know. I rarely listen to the radio because I'm always on the phone in my car. And so I was just playing on the radio. I listen to a country music. And sometimes it's a country music, man. It just kind of makes you depressed. It's like, man, my truck is broke. My dog is gone. I might as well give up life, you know. You just got to be careful what we let in our brain, let in our hearts. Be careful. We got to allow this to be our filter. If it don't fit through this, it ain't coming in there, you know? And if it does, I do have some negativity, some drama in my life, I'm going to just give it to God. I ain't going to thank God. I'm just going to give it to God. Say, God, would you touch? God, would you heal? God, would you do something new in someone's life? I just believe that this could be a great recipe to dealing with stress. You guys getting something here today? You guys getting something? So not only are we to not think to think about right things and to not worry and to give everything to God in prayer. Lastly, today, when it comes to them, I just believe that we need to be content. Be content with what we already have. You know, a lot of times, like in life, like we're just not content. And so that lack of contentment in our lives, it really causes us to want more. It causes us to desire more. And God said, hey, just be grateful for what you got. And that would just relieve stress so much in our life. Somebody once said that, you know, like today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday, right? Like, can we just stop worrying about it and just be content with what we have? Be content with the families that you have, the church that you have, the job that you have, the situation that you have. I remember growing up, like, I had this Aunt Jewel. We call her Aunt Jewel. She lived in Tuscumbia, Alabama, small town in Alabama. And so in summer times, we would go to visit her. She was my great aunt, so she was my grandfather's sister, oldest sister. And so every summer we go to go to my Auntie Jewel. That's what we call her, Auntie Jewel. And we go to Auntie Jewel's house, and she's made great biscuits. I remember, like, during the summertime, it'd be awesome. And she had this terrible childhood, and she had arthritis and all type of sicknesses, whatever. And I remember, like, one summer, we kind of left earlier in that summer because she was kind of passing away. I remember we went early in that summer, and we was at the nursing home with her, and her knuckles were just at the size of golf balls because of the arthritis, and she was just curled up, and her body was withering. And I just remember there for 3 days straight, and I remember every time I said, Aunt Jewel, how you doing? She said, I'm doing better than most, baby. I'm doing better than most. And it was such a humbling moment. It's like, man, whenever I get in a stressful situation, I think about Aunt Jewel, like, man, she was going through way more than I was going through. I'll be all right. I'm doing better than most. And I believe that you can be content with what you have and just say, God, thank you for what I have. Because you are doing better than most. That just helps you get through stress a little bit easier. So this is a quick recap. I think things that we need to know. We need to know that we've been here before and simply that we're better under pressure. God uses this to build us up. And I feel like things that we need to do is that we need not worry. We need to give everything to God in prayer. We need to think about right things. And we should be content with the life that God has given us. And I believe that from there, like, we'll be able to deal with stress. And like I said, we can't escape stress, but we can overcome stress. It's a part of life. That's who we are. So I want to take a moment just to pray. Can we just pray and just take a moment for you to just to cast all those things to God in prayer? So would you close your eyes and just just pray a personal prayer to God. Something that's weighing you down. Something that's just kind of you're carrying. Come on, let's use this moment just to give it to God in prayer. All stand with me. We're going to just sing this song as a stress reliever, and we're just going to sing this chorus that we sung in our worship set this day that says, Lord, I need you. Lord, would you help me deal with life, the stresses of life? God, would you help me deal with it? And as we do so, I just want to encourage us to join along and singing with us, and we'll close shortly after that.